Good
health to all from Rexall. It's the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist with a message that will save you money. Next Wednesday morning, at every store with the orange and blue Rexall sign on the window, the greatest one-cent sale in Rexall's history begins. From then until the closing of the stores Saturday night, you can buy two regular guaranteed Rexall products for the price of one plus 1 cent. Now, here's an example. The regular price of Rexall's famous mouthwash, MI-31, is 69 cents. During Rexall's 1 cent sale, you get two bottles for 70 cents. That's right. Just a penny more buys twice as much. Now, this offer of two for a penny more applies to 360 items. All the way from vitamins to toothpaste, from cold cream to cough syrup, from mineral oil to rubbing alcohol. And what's more important, these are Rexall products, and you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. It's early morning in Encino, and the main street is practically deserted, except for a few early risers who are on their way to work. It's quite peaceful when suddenly the stillness is broken by the cry of a newsboy.
Extra! Extra! Phil Harris in nightclub brawl! Read all about it! Delinquent husband of Alice Faye does it again! Get your paper here!
Hey, Kit, give me one of those papers, quick.
Here you are, sir. Oh, hi, Mr. Remley. Mm. I see your pal, Mr. Harris, slugged some little guy. How'd it happen?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't understand how he managed to get into a fight without me around to start it. So we went to a nightclub. Wait a minute, kid. This article says he socked a guy in the Encino Market. What's the idea of yelling nightclub?
I sell more papers that way. Nightclub brawls are the fad these days.
That's not ethical, son. You're getting paid to be a newsboy. You're taking money under false pretenses.
You run your business and I'll run mine. Besides, you do the same thing in your business.
What do you mean?
Ain't you getting paid to play the guitar?
Touché, my lad. Well, I better get over to Curly's house and hear his side of the story.
Alice, don't get excited. Don't pay any attention to that headline in the paper. I can explain how the fight started.
I don't care how it started. You ought to be ashamed of yourself getting into a public brawl.
But, honey, I was forced into it. I was in the market buying two bottles of celery tonic. When 12 hold-up men surrounded me.
How many?
Two bottles. As I was saying, honey, there were 12 men. Two of these big guys had revolvers, another big guy had a sawed-off shotgun, and another big guy had
a... Philip, according to this article, there weren't 12 men with guns. There was one little man with a shopping bag.
Do they say what he had in the bag?
No.
A machine gun, honey. He had it right up against me.
Phil, stop it. Stop it. Why did you get into a fight with this man?
I keep telling you I had to. He insulted my band. He said he didn't like my music.
If you went around hitting everybody who said that, you wouldn't have time for anything else.
Thank you for the small potatoes. Besides, I didn't hit him. We got into an argument. He swung at me. I ducked and well, I gave him a little shove. It couldn't have hurt him.
Oh, the paper says that when you pushed him, he was thrown against the wall and knocked unconscious. Well, you should be careful. You don't know your own strength. You're a powerful man.
Yeah, but honey, I... Yes, I guess I am at that. Yes, sir. Now, if I can find my place, I'll go ahead. Here it is. Here it is. Don't help me. You're right, honey. I'm 185 pounds of solid bone and muscle.
And no brains. A man with intelligence doesn't get into fights.
Look, growing pains. One more caustic remark and I'll smash every bottle of your cod liver oil. Now, the only reason that you don't get into fights is because you're afraid.
I am not. During the war, I almost got into a fight with a Marine.
No.
Yes. This Marine may be very angry, ordering me around, telling me what to do, treating me like dirt. I said, one more nasty word from you and I'll punch you right in the nose.
You said that to a Marine?
Yes, and she was a lieutenant, too.
Still, I'm ashamed of you. You've got to learn to control your temper.
Well, what do you expect me to do when a guy takes a poke at me? I got to protect myself. I can't just stand... I'll get that. Gee, you'd think your wife would stick up for you instead of finding fault just because I get into a public brawl and I... Oh, hello, Frankie.
Hiya, Bogey.
Where are you fighting tonight, Mocambo, Ciro's, or the A&P?
Hey, leave me alone. I'm in no mood for jokes. I had a little argument with Alice.
Oh, now you're fighting with women. What'd she try to do, pet your panda? Hey, what's with that fight you had at the market?
Well, some big guy tried to jump me. But by sheer power, I managed to subdue him.
Oh, you magnificent brute, you.
He was a big guy, huh?
Gigantic. At least 6'8".
Yeah, I know. He was 6'8", weighed 345 pounds. He had horns, and he breathed fire.
Oh, you saw him too, huh? I was positively the...
Hello, Frankie.
Oh, hello, Alice. I was just talking to Mighty Joe Young here.
All right, Remley. It was nothing, and let's not talk about it anymore. I don't want to... Come in. Remember, I don't want to hear another word about the fight now. Just let it drop.
Pardon me. Are you Mr. Harris?
Yeah.
I've got something for you. A subpoena.
For me? Oh, gee. I wonder who could have sent them. Hey, Alice, get a vase and we'll put them right in.
A vase?
All right, a vase. Get something to put them in before they die.
Curly, a subpoena is a summons.
I know a subpoena is... Summons!
Yeah, the guy you hit yesterday is suing you for assault and battery. Here you are, take it.
It ain't for me.
Your name is Harris, isn't it?
My name is Harris, but...
Phil Harris?
Oh, Phil! No, sorry, mister. You see, you've got the wrong party. I'm Vladimir Harris.
Vladimir?
Da.
The Russian side of the family, you know. La hukti hailehu. La zukti maliko. Ah, to be in Siberia now that the salt mines are in bloom again.
Hey, that's Putin. Shall I get our American friend a glass tea?
No, 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 Tavarich. Get out samovar. I feel like hot borscht.
Oh, you can't get out of it, honey. You might as well admit you're Phil Harris.
Quiet, Lubitsky.
So you are Phil Harris, huh? Well, take this once and don't forget you to appear before Judge Kerwin at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Goodbye.
Well, look at this summons. This man is suing you for $10,000.
What? That's ridiculous. I barely touched the guy. I tell you, it's a frame-up. It's a fraud. I didn't hurt him. I'm innocent.
Then you have nothing to worry about. Look, Phil, was there anybody at the market who saw this fight and would testify for you?
Yeah, there was one witness. But I got news for you. It ain't going to do me any good. It was Julius Abruzio.
So?
So slip my pants and shave my head. I'm headed for the hot seat.
Why do do you say that, Phil? Doesn't Julius like you?
Oh, Myrna, you better stop counting your money and start listening to this program.
Hey, Curly, if Julius is the only witness, we got to get to him. It's your only chance.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, we can give it a try. Let's go over to the market and talk to him.
Well, if he doesn't like you, I don't think he'll testify for you. Oh, Phil, I don't see any way out of this.
Nah, don't be a pessimist. Cheer up. Be happy. Why don't you sing, Alice?
I don't feel like singing.
I do.
Nobody asked you.
I don't care. I feel a little Milton Burleigh.
Young Johnny Jones, he had a cute little boat, and all the girlies he would take for a float. He had girlies by the score, sweet little peaches on the shore. But Johnny was a Weisenheimer, you know. His steady girl was Flo. And every Sunday afternoon, they'd jump in his boat, and then he'd spoon. And then he'd row, row, row. Right up that river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. He'd fool around, and then he'd kiss again. And then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, just he and Flo. With her head on his chest, he'd take a few measures rest, and then he'd row, row, row. In Johnny's boat he had a cute little seat, and all the kisses that he stole were so sweet. And he knew just how to row. He was a rowing Romeo. He knew an island where the trees were so grand. He knew just where to land. Then tales of love he'd tell to Flo, until it was time for them to go. And then he'd row, row, row. On up that river he would row so slow. That hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. He'd fool around and fool around, and then he'd kiss again, and then he'd row. On up that river he would row, just he and Flo. Then he'd drop both his oars, take a few more encores, and then he'd row, 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 just he and Florence. Row, row, row right into heaven. Row, row. He had no Johnson motors, so Johnny and Flo would row, row, row.
Hey, I don't see Julius anyplace. You suppose it's his day off?
I don't think... Oh, there he is behind the meat counter. You want me to talk to him,
Phil? No. Now, you better let me and Frankie handle him. We're more subtle than you are. Come on, Frankie. Now, remember, let's not antagonize this little guy. Let's try... Good morning, Julius.
Greetings, Julius.
Well, mate, Mickey Harrison is Trigger Man.
Did you hear that, Frankie? Kid, come right on with it.
Yeah.
This boy's a clip.
Oh, yeah. Great sense of humor.
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing that funny. What do you hoodlums want?
I want to talk to you, Julius. Jewel Dare. You were the only witness to that little misunderstanding that I was involved in yesterday.
Misunderstanding? Oh, you mean that brutal bloody battle?
What brutal bloody battle?
The one in which, without provocation, you attacked that helpless old man with a meat cleaver.
I didn't attack nobody with no meat cleaver.
Sorry, but that's the way I saw it with my biased little eyes.
Hey, Julius... Have you been called to testify in court today?
Yeah, I got my subpoena a little while ago. What about it?
Julius, look. Your testimony can either save or condemn me. Now, I know that... Well, I know we've had our little differences, but... Underneath it all, we have a deep affection for each other.
True.
Well, Julie boy, with that in mind, when you get up on the stand... What are you going to say in my behalf, little chum?
are them things hanging up in the window there?
They're ducks.
Well, climb up on that empty hook. You are not one of them.
Hey, Julius, excuse us a minute. Hey, Curly, being nice to him ain't gonna work.
Keep telling me that. I ain't gonna do no good, and if he testifies, it's gonna ruin me.
Mm. Of course, if he doesn't show up in court, he can't testify. Can he?
No. No.
Remley.
Hmm?
You keep talking to him, and I'll back him into that coffee grinder.
Okay. I'll set the machine. Oh. How do you think he'll look best, percolator or regular grinder?
Make it drip. It fits his personality. Wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. Wait a minute, Remley. We can't do that to a kid. He's just a kid. That's too cruel.
Well, we got to do something to him.
I got it.
What?
Let's lock him in the refrigerator.
Yeah. That's more humane.
We'll quick freeze him a little. Now, we can always defrost him after the trial. Frankie, this is the best idea.
Curly, that's so loud. Listen. What's the best way to get him in the refrigerator?
We'll tell him. We want some meat.
It won't work.
Why not?
Because I ain't gonna go!
Julia, shame on you. You were listening. It's bad manners to eavesdrop.
It's good manners.
But, Julius, please, I...
Come on, Curly, come on. You're wasting your time with him. He ain't gonna help you.
Oh, I guess you're right. Let's get out of here.
Well, how did you do, fellas?
We threw three. Tried to reason with the guy, but he ain't gonna listen. I told you...
Let me talk to him. I think I can handle him. I'll be right back.
It ain't gonna do you no good. Oh, Frankie, I'm in trouble. I don't know what to do.
Well, the only one thing you can do. Get yourself a good lawyer.
Yeah, but I ain't never had no occasion to use a lawyer before. Where can I get a good one?
Well, among my acquaintances, there's an esteemed barrister whose reputation is irrefutable. I can vouch for his integrity, as he and I are inseparable companions.
What?
I know a guy.
Now he's trying to sneak him in on me. Look, I don't want no part of no guy you know. No.
All right.
Besides, I don't need no lawyer. All I need is some good character witness to testify that I'm a fine, upstanding, sterling citizen.
Oh. Well, let me take care of that. I'll get you the best witnesses that money can buy.
Frankie.
What's
the matter? Mr. Remley. What a horrid suggestion. I don't have to buy no witness to testify to my character. I can get any number of people who would be glad to do that for nothing. I could... Well, I know I could get... Well, then they're... Well, not even... What scale for them witnesses?
I know where we can get all we need for as little as a dollar.
Phil, your worries are over. Judas just promised me that he'd testify for you and tell the truth.
He did? Oh, gee, you're wonderful. Hey, how'd you do it?
I promised him there was something I wouldn't do.
I don't care what it was. Come here, baby, and give me a great big kiss.
Oh, sorry. That's what I promised him I wouldn't do.
Well, I don't care. Now that Julius is going to tell the truth, we ain't got nothing to worry about. We don't need no lawyer, no witness, no nothing.
That's
huh?
Right, Curly. Hey, it's almost 3 o'clock. We better get over to the court.
Well, come on, let's go.
Phil? Phil, the policeman said Judge Kerwin is holding court right across the hall there.
Okay, then we better get in there.
Hey, you better let me do all the talking, Curly. I know more about the law than you do.
You should. You've been here often enough on disorderly conduct charges.
Alice.
Oh, I was only kidding, Frankie.
Well, don't kid about things like that.
Sorry.
I've never been in court in my life. I've never been arrested, and I resent it when you...
Quiet! Quiet! Quiet in the courtroom, please. What's the meaning of this?
I'm the defendant, Your Honor.
What's your name?
Phil Harris.
Have you ever been in court before?
No, sir.
What's your name, miss?
I'm Mrs. Harris.
Have you ever been in court before?
No, sir.
Hello, Frankie.
Hi, Judge.
For a guy who ain't never been to court before, you get around pretty clever, don't you, Clarence?
Felix and I went to Harvard Law School together.
Mr. Harris, a suit has been brought against you by the plaintiff, Mr. Charles Maul. Are you represented by counsel?
If it pleases the court, Your Honor, I shall represent Mr. Harris.
I object.
So do I.
Me too.
Please. One more outburst like that, and I shall be forced to eject all of you from this courtroom.
Mr. Remley, if you persist in your disrespectful attitude, I'll hold you in contempt of court.
But, Your Honor, I got a right to represent Mr. Harris. I know the law, and as a citizen, I stand on my constitutional rights.
You can't stand on your constitutional rights.
Very well. Then I'll sit on my ipso facto.
Your Honor, I'm not guilty in this case, and I don't need a lawyer. I got a witness who can prove that I'm innocent. Julius Abruzzo, step forward.
Here I am.
Look, kid, when you take the stand, I want you to forget that you're just Julius and act nice. Won't you? Please, now just sit down and try to make a good impression on the judge.
Do you want me to expose my legs?
No, just cover your face. Now, Julius, I want you to tell the court here just what happened, and I want you to tell the truth.
Yes, son. Did Mr. Harris strike the plaintiff?
Oh, no, Your Honor. I have known Mr. Harris for years, and I assure you he's not the kind of man to strike another person.
He's too kind?
No, he's too yellow.
Don't be a wise witness. All the judge wants to know is, did I hit this guy?
No, Your Honor, he didn't. The plaintiff took a swing at Mr. Harris, missed him, and fell down.
Oh, he fell down?
Yeah. At that point, Mr. Harris started kicking the stuffings out.
That's a lie. I didn't kick him, and you know it.
Then how come old Sullivan was stamped on his forehead?
Because this is a corny program. Gee whiz, you're only imagining things. I didn't hurt the guy, and I can prove it. Now bring him in, and you'll see that there isn't a mark on him.
Very well. Bailiff, wheel in the plaintiff.
Wheel him in! Oh, but, Your Honor, I tell you, I didn't even touch
the... Oh, Phil, look at him. Not only is he in a wheelchair, he's covered with bandages.
I tell you, I'm being framed.
Hey, Curly, you're in trouble. You better let me handle this. I know the law, and I know how I can get you out of
it. Well, all right, go ahead.
All right. Your Honor, if it pleases the court, I believe that I can legally establish Mr. Harris's innocence. May I borrow your law book?
Here you are.
Thank you. On what page do I find the loopholes?
Mr. Remley, I'll thank you to be seated. I'll get to the bottom of this. I want the plaintiff to take the witness stand.
I'd like to, but I can't, Your Honor. After the unmerciful beating Mr. Harris gave me, I can't move my legs.
You're lying. My husband did not hit you.
He did, too.
He did not.
He did, too.
That young mutter drinks warm beer.
That's my little woman that said that.
Hey, Curly. Come here a minute.
Yeah.
This guy's a phony, and I think I can prove it. Watch me. Mr. Maul. You say that you can't move your legs.
No, I have no feeling in them.
Uh-huh. In other words, you wouldn't feel a thing if I were to kick you in the shin like this.
Ow!
Why, you? I'll get you for this. I'll break every bone in your body.
Phil, look, there's nothing wrong with him. He's gotten out of his wheelchair. He's chasing Frankie all over the court. Oh, look!
Hey, cut it out. Stop beating me. Never mind. Hurry! Hey,
You see, Your Honor, there's nothing wrong with that man. Look at that healthy job he's doing beating up Frankie. Order in the court. Order in the court. Case dismissed.
Oh, hey, stop twisting my hands.
You're breaking my little guitar finger.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But first, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
If you're looking for a painless way to lower your cost of living, let me remind you that the easiest method I know is only 2 days away.
You mean Rexall's one-cent sale that I read about in all those big magazine ads?
Sure do, ma'am. The greatest one-cent sale in Rexall's history. Everywhere in the country, wherever you see the orange and blue Rexall sign on the window... Next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are the miracle days when you get two fine-quality, guaranteed Rexall products for the price of one plus 1 cent.
Exactly how does that work?
Well, take our 100-tablet bottle of Rexall aspirin, for example. Ordinarily, it sells for 49 cents, but during the 1 cent sale, you get two bottles for 50 cents.
Say, that extra penny is pretty powerful.
So powerful, it buys twice as much. What's more, you'll find exactly 360 of these twin bargains in our stores. Everything from Rexall Milk of Magnesia to Rexall Cleanso toothbrushes. From Rexall Cod Liver Oil to Rexall Vitamin Products.
Mister, I'm saving my pennies for Wednesday.
We'll save a lot of them, ma'am. Every one of them doubles your buying power. Best of all, you'll be getting Rexall products. And you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Player in courtroom brawl. Read all about it. Remley, well-known rummy in rumpus.
You know, Phil, Frankie took quite a beating on your behalf.
I know, honey. I know that, and I appreciate it. I owe him a lot. And I'm going over to see him and do something big for him just to show my appreciation.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to have him moved out of that ward into a semi-private room this very day.
This program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Included in today's cast were Earl Ross, Hal March, and Sidney Miller. The part of Frankie Remley was played by Elliot Lewis, and Julius was played by Walter Tetley. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Remember, next Wednesday begins the four biggest bargain days in the year, the greatest one-cent sale in Rexall's history. Remember, next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, look for the store with the orange and blue Rexall sign on the window. Then step inside and buy twice as much for just a penny more.
You're tuned for the stars on NBC.